Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hey, everybody, this is a preview of today's members episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Merkel Media.
When it pops its whole body out, it's crawling on all fours. Like his hands are the front part and his back feet are the other, but he's walking on all fours. With an elk head, but it was a human body.
This was all circulating around the base that a giant had been killed, but no one was supposed to talk about it.
I saw 3 long bony fingers reach up underneath the door, curl up to grab it, and then disappear.
When he came over to me, dude, he slithered over to me.
And this giant comes out of the cave and they're all frozen. And he starts running and firing at this giant. Well, the giant moves. He's got a spear in one hand and he's running really fast and spears Dan and holds him up like this. Somebody yells, shoot him in the face, shoot him in the face. They basically decapitate him.
Got closer. When he got about 15 yards away from me, I raised that 12 gauge and I blow his head off.
I feel something pulling at my leg, and I look over, and there are 2 small gray entities pulling at me, and they're literally, I'm getting pulled off the bed.
I reach my hand into this bush, and I touch air. Couldn't breathe, and I couldn't move, because I know I'm seeing a monster.
Yep. Welcome to the show, everybody. You're listening to The Confessionals. I'm your host, Tony Merkel. Thanks for being here. If you have a crazy, wild experience you want to share with me on the show, go ahead and shoot me an email. My email address is theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. That's theconfessionals@theconfessionalspodcast.com. Or go to the website, theconfessionalspodcast.com. Hit the contact section. You can reach me that way as well. Either way works for me, just get a hold of me. Welcome to another members episode, episode 449, Elk Human Hybrids. We have Ramon coming on the show today, and he hits a grand slam on this episode. He brings the heat, starting with his supposed dreams that he is being recruited by. Where do we ever hear that before on this show? I think episode 309, the overtime, JR was being recruited by somebody. Well, guess what? Ramon, similar situation. Then he talks about some camping trips he went on, where he had out-of-body experiences, missing time experiences, but my favorite, the elk-human hybrids that came out of the woods. Then he had missing time. I'm telling you guys, he has a lot of great stories on this 2-hour conversation. So let's get to Ramon right now. All right, today we got Ramon on the show. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing, Tony?
Man, I'm doing good, doing good. I find some of your experiences particularly interesting, and especially the man in the suit, because it reminded me of another episode I did, which maybe you already know what I'm referring to, but we'll get to that at some point in this conversation. But what we do is we start off in childhood and the chronological order thing. So if you could just start us off in your childhood with these dreams and how these things unfolded for you, because I do think that they're pretty unique as far as what was going on.
Right. Okay. So I've lived here in Mesa, Arizona my entire life. I was born in June 6, 1996. So, if you put those three numbers together, it's 666. I don't know if that, I don't know if that has anything to do with anything, but when my mom was having me, she didn't want me to be born on that day. Matter of fact, it was all over the news at that time that, the Antichrist was going to be born, and, you know, the hysteria and all that. And she was trying so hard not to, give birth to me that day, and it ended up happening, around that time. And I'm not sure if it happened at 6 o'clock that night either, but I never asked that. But I know on that day, that's when I was born for sure.
Was it in Mexico?
No, it was here.
Okay.
Here in the United States. Yeah, she was already here. She had crossed the border and married and met my dad, and then from there they got married, and now she's a American citizen. You know, and I think 2006 she ended up getting her citizenship. So
congrats, mom! Congrats.
Took a long time.
That's awesome.
Definitely, I would watch her study and all that. So.
It's but a process, man. It takes a while for people to go through the process. So anybody who makes it through the process, it's something to be celebrated for sure.
Oh yeah, no, definitely. There was a program when we were kids. There was a preschool, and then on the other side of the room, it was parents that were trying to learn English to get their citizenships. I had friends that were from Egypt, Japan, Africa in this classroom, and it was all these different cultures, and we spoke our different languages too, because Spanish was one of our first languages my mom wanted to teach us, other than English too, but she wanted to implement Spanish into us very early so we could speak it pretty well when we're growing up.
Yeah. That's good to be multilingual. I'm not. I'm Spanish, but you know, it is what it is. I'm a fake Spanish guy, I guess.
Right.
I don't know.
But so on the dreams, it started when I was a kid. I believe it started when I was about 5 or 6. I would have this dream, and at that time, my brother and I shared a room. Our house was small at the time because we have extended it already a couple times, but it was a house. It was a nice, to us, it was a big house. We had this purple carpet, but we had these bunk beds. And in this dream, I jump off the top bunk and I start walking down the hallway from our house, like in our house. And as I go in the hallway, we used to have these glass sliding doors, and in our backyard, it was just dirt, but we had, my dad had put these truck tires there for us to play on. And there were these big black and white, like truck tires that you would see on cat machines and stuff like that, that we would play on in the backyard. And, in the middle of that, there would be this like black figure just standing there. It almost reminds me of the Hat Man in some type of way, but it would just stand there, and I would just stand there and look at it, but I would be still in the dream. And, I don't know if you know what white noise is.
Yeah.
But white noise would happen in the dream. Like I would get white noise, and it felt like it was like trying to communicate with me at that time when I was a kid. And I would wake up, but I would be very sweaty, heavy breathing. And so from 6 all the way till 24, I had that dream at some point in the middle of the night. And it was every day. Like it wasn't every now and then. It was an everyday thing. And it was terrifying because I didn't know what it was doing. It was just standing there. So I had turned 24, you know, fast forward, I turned 24 and I end up going to sleep and I have the same dream, but in the dream, it's the same setting. Like my room is the same way it looked like when we were kids. So I'm jumping off the bed as a full grown, pretty much man. Like I'm 24 in my dream. So I'm jumping off my bunk bed. The house is in my dream has not changed or anything like that. It's the same setting, if that makes sense. And I'm walking down the hallway and I see the figure again. And at this point, I kind of already figured, all right, well, it's probably nothing. It's going to end the same way it's always end these last few times. It's not going to do anything. So the white noise happens and in my dream, I'm kind of figuring out, okay, well, now the white noise is going to happen. It's going to probably end in the next couple of minutes. No big deal. Well, it hasn't ended yet. And the white noise starts getting louder and this thing starts walking toward me in my dream. And so then I'm like, this is not supposed to happen. And I can lucid dream too. Like I can control every aspect of my dream. So I'm trying to wake myself up, but it's not happening. This thing starts walking forward and it reaches out its hand and it has these long black fingers, like a skeleton, but they're just long. And without even touching the glass window, it just kind of makes like a swiping motion to open up the door, and the door opens. And I start yelling for my parents in my dream, like really loud, but I can't hear myself yell and I can't move. And there's tears coming down my eyes in this dream too, when I'm yelling. And as I turn back, it's already halfway to the kitchen. And then I can start hearing my heartbeat also. And I turn back to yell for my parents again. I start yelling for my dad this time. And then I turn back and it's right there in front of me. It's standing right in front of me. And the white noise goes away. And I could feel it looking at me. And it had like, I don't know if you know who Zorro is.
It's not ringing. Zorro. Yeah. The guy with the sword.
Yeah, he had that hat that was like, you know, round and stuff. Well,
right.
This thing had that hat, but it was cloaked up. So it had the hat, but it was cloaked up. It looked like the Grim Reaper, but it had the hat on. And it was just, I felt it looking at me and it looked like it was like 7 or 8 feet tall. And I'm looking up at it and the tears are just keep going down my eyes. And my mouth is wide open. And then I could hear it tap into my head. And that really freaked me out. I hear it start talking to me. And I hear like these voices, kind of these whispering voices in my head. And I'm freaking out. I'm like, what's going on? And then it starts saying, it starts repeating, let me show you, let me show you, let me show you, let me show you, just repeating it. And then I say in my head, what do you want from me? And it's still repeating the same thing. And then it reaches out its hand and it kind of like uses its fingers, like one finger goes down, the other one goes down like that. Like if he wants me to hold his hand, and it reaches out his hand and it stops saying, let me show you. And it says, let me show you what you can do. Come with me. Let me show you what you can do. I can make you stronger. It starts saying that and it's freaking me out. And, I start trying to say something back and I say, no, I don't want to. And it says, let me show you what you can do. Come with me and let me show you. And then it starts getting more aggressive.
This was a preview of today's member episode. If you want to hear the whole thing, head on over to theconfessionalspodcast.com, hit the join button, and become a member today.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.